This morning I'd like to speak from Isaiah 55, 10 to 11. Two verses, and very powerful. In the first, we hear about life, water and snow. Let's just listen to it again. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there, till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats. We all know that we have to have water. Everything alive has to have water. And you know, the whole cycle of water starting in the clouds, dropping on the earth, and then everything that is alive again needs water to stay alive, and then whatever isn't used is evaporated back into the sky with the clouds. Now, something very pivotal in this section of these two verses. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. And you could think about the word as Jesus Christ. Who is the word? And sometimes in the Old Testament and certainly in the New Testament, in the first prelude of John chapter 1. Or the scriptures themselves, the words of God. What does he say? It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. So it is God speaking through Isaiah how, like an imagination of what happens with water, is what he's doing when he gives us his word. It's supposed to give us life in our souls. And how should it stay is with us in our souls and our relationship and our evangelization and discipleship and not come back to him void. So think today and this week to pray how God has given us his word, like the world has been receiving of the water, to preach and proclaim in love for our souls.